here on Top of the Pops, we could say it's time for old time as we hear revived live that great hit Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling?
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
Crack plastic bowl. Good times. When I watch TV till it goes on the blink, spend all night listening to water dripping in the sink, rusty old stove leaking gas everywhere, strike a match, it blasts my face and burns off my hair. Listen to this. Friends all tell me how lucky I am. Well, say, using daddy's money, driving daddy's car. But they can't tell me how bad things are. For them, accident rate. For you. Good times. Listen, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, by my baby, she come around, she come around here, the head to the ground, come around here, at just about midnight, she make me feel so good, make me feel alright. She come round my street now, she come to my house and knock upon my door, climbing up my stairs, 1, 2, 3, 4, come on up, baby. Here she is in my room. Hey, what's your name? How old are you? Where'd you go to school? Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, huh.
Well, now that we know each other a little bit better, why don't you come over here?
Yeah.
thought but mine. Nobody thought but mine. But only my soul belies. I have a Bible in my home. I have a Bible in my home. But only my soul belies. But they taught me how to read. But they taught me how to read. But only my soul belies. Nobody's fault but mine. Have a Bible of my own, but only my soul belies. Oh, but she taught me how to read. But she taught me how to read. But only my soul belies. Nobody's fault but mine. No, nobody's fault but mine. But only my soul belies. And so that she taught me how to read. So that she taught me how to read. But only my soul belies. Nobody's fault but mine.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
May I help you?
Hi, I'd like to get a hair piece.
Excuse me?
I'd like to get a hair piece, please.
Would you like information?
Well, yes, I need some information because I'd like to tell you some information.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Hello, who are you looking for?
Hi, I just want to know a little information on a hairpiece.
Okay.
The other night I was out at a basketball game with my whole family.
Right.
And I only asked this guy in front of me to just sit down a bit so I could see. And he beat me unmerciful. He beat me very badly, and my hairpiece fell off.
My God.
And it fell into this, like, into the, onto the floor there, and all of a sudden, everyone's laughing at me and my family as well. And I look up on the screen, and they had me on the screen with my hair laying on the floor. And it was awful because when he beat me, my teeth were also in my hairpiece.
Your teeth ended up in your hairpiece?
Yes, and I just want something. My hairpiece is always embarrassing me in front of my family and friends. I just need to have, like, a transplant or weave or something.
Okay, would you like to come in for a consultation?
Yes. Anything would be fine just so we can get on the road to recovery here. Because this is mentally killing me as well.
This is hurting you mentally?
Yes, it's really getting on my nerves.
Okay, how can we help you out then?
I just need some kind of, like, little fruity weave or some kind of, like, blonde basket or something that you'll put on top of my head.
A line basket?
No, a blonde basket. Like, some kind of hair weave, kind of, like a jivey kind of thing.
All right, I think we can help you out with that. But basically, you'd have to come in for a consultation.
Oh.
We can take a look at your hair and see what exactly...
Okay. Then I'll come in as soon as possible.
Okay, can I take your name down?
My name is Saul.
Right?
Saul Rosenberg.
Saul Rosenberg?
Yes.
Okay, can you hold on 1 second, Saul? Have you seen our brochure yet?
No, I haven't. I'm just very scared with all this.
Well, it's nothing to be scared of, Saul. It's a very simple procedure.
Yes, but being beat like that, unmerciful, and having my own flesh and blood standing there laughing at me when I laid in a puddle of my own blood and piss was awful. I'm so hurt in my stomach with this.
Oh, Jesus. It sounds like, you're getting a little overreactive to this.
I'm hurt.
There are things that we can do for you.
I'm very hurt. This is just, I'd like to just get a nice little piece on my head where nothing will come off from this day on, please.
Okay, well, Saul, so you understand, most of our systems, they require some type of maintenance in the future.
Oh, now, do you suture this to the head? Like, is it all, like, strapped and, stitched in or something like this right into the scalp?
That's a procedure that we really don't recommend, Saul.
Oh, yeah, okay, as long as they don't get infections.
No, there won't be any infections at all.
Okay, listen, I'll contact you right away on this when I round up a few bucks. Let me round up a few dollars, okay?
You need to round up a few dollars.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Scorn for you cannot soft and flowing in the summer dew. Dark wind and trees will not remember you. Sand and silver moon in Red Island, and black cloud hours in the heat of June. We'll all sing the same tune. Oh, we will not remember you.
Stop for a case of root beer anyway. I can't wait. We'd like to bring on one more very good friend of ours. Bob Dylan.
Fire, they burn for you.
patiently, where the rows of teeth they grow in fields of infinite green. And here laid the father, and here stood the son, where the road meets the horizon for everyone. For everyone. Portable television, take us away. Burden of reflection we've carried today. Oh, the generator's running, but there's nothing on the air. And the static is a comfort, so we huddle around and stare.
Yeah, how it's gotta be. your friends telling you you're doing fine.
Silver glitter.